Mark Lodge is a group of flats off Windsor Place. In the middle, there's a rectangular plot, surrounded by iron fencing and secured by a locked gate. It's mainly rough grass, which at the moment is well populated by wildflowers, mainly dandelions or cat's ears. As we'll hear, that's because the council hasn't sent in a team to mow the whole area flat as yet. There may be a locked gate, but thanks to the efforts of one man, Rich Hulls, the community now has the key. And the way this plot of land will be used in the future is now in its hands rather than the council. As he opened the gate and led me onto the grass, Rich told me how this all came about.
So I've lived on Mount Lodge for about 2.5 years. When we moved in, I noticed that there was this incredible green space in front of the house, but it was locked with a no ball game sign. So I took it upon myself to find out why it's locked and if we could gain access and do something with it as a community.
But it's been locked for years.
Anybody I spoke to on the estate, I've only been here for just 2 and a bit years, as I said, but some people have been here since they were born, 80 odd years, and nobody's ever been on this green space.
So that's a real waste of a resource for this community.
Yeah, definitely for this community, it's just as something to use or somewhere to play, but also given that we face a biodiversity crisis, just to have an area of locked and tightly mown grass is of no service to people or the nature of Portobello.
So you canvassed local opinion, and what happened?
I thought I would be sort of inclusive and ensure that everybody could have a voice. So we put paper surveys through everyone's door and also had an online survey. And this was basically to ask people what they know of the green space, how it's ever been used, but also how they would like to see it be used in the future. Anybody could answer as they wish. You know, there's a huge majority of support for biodiversity improvements was the winning thing, but also perhaps in the future, bike storage, also community growing, gardening, play areas, artwork. But the winning score was for biodiversity improvements.
So what does that actually mean in practice?
There was no detail as to what that meant in the survey. So fortunately, I'm an ecologist. I did an undergraduate in ecology, and I've also got a PhD in environmental science. So I'm pretty well placed to know what to do in terms of biodiversity improvements. The first thing really is to stop mowing the grass for some of the year. Tightly mown grass is of very little biodiversity importance. The grass is quite long because we've taken part in No Mow May, where the council agreed to not mow the lawn for 2 months of the year.
But it's also covered with wildflowers.
Yes, exactly. So if you leave the grass to grow, this is nothing that we've done. This is just a natural seed bed, which just comes to itself if you leave it unmown.
But in the middle, there is something which wasn't there before.
Historically, there was a rose bed that was manicured by the council, but that disappeared many moons ago. And the council supported us to create a biodiversity circle. So this is a 4-metre circle with various plants and shrubs on and a nice mulch to keep the weeds down. And the council actually supported us with a community gardener through the Edible Estates charity who came for 3 sessions to help us establish that.
So what, for example, are the plants that are growing now there?
Edible shrubs, so this is white currant, black currant and red currant. We've also got a nice blueberry bush and then some herbs, rosemary, sage and thyme and some fennel.
The whole point is that these are all plants that flower before they actually produce the fruit, therefore they are of benefit to the insects. So yeah, exactly. It's a great addition to this area.
I agree, and then also some food for the community to take if and when it's ready.
And right down on the far side, you have created a kind of wildflower strip.
Yep. Yeah, that's correct. The grass that you can see at the moment, the historical grass, is actually quite dominated by ryegrass. And that's really difficult to establish wildflowers into, especially the types that we were interested, which were particularly important for bees and flying insects. So we decided to just strip back to the soil a strip of about 1 metre along the perimeter of the fence, and then reseed that with an Edinburgh-specific wildflower mix.
Will you get an Edinburgh-specific wildflower mix?
Well, yeah, there's a company called Scotia Seeds. They harvest different types of wildflower from throughout Scotland, and then there's actually a specific variety that has been tested for growing within Edinburgh, so that's what we went for.
But there are other things that have appeared. For example, I can see what looks like a sort of house for birds or what have you?
Yeah, so we've actually made some additional habitats on the green space. So we've erected some bird boxes, which have been occupied by blue tits. And then also we've got a little area for invertebrates and insects. So a lot of the time in these sorts of manicured and locked spaces, things like twigs are sort of moved, but actually they're a really important habitat as well. So we've got a small pile of cuttings and twigs and a small insect house, which has really been great to get the children involved to build.
And of course, you've also got something for hedgehogs as well, which is a really important and increasingly rare species.
Yeah, so we've created a big pile from the turf that we took for the wildflower strip. And actually, we've seen a hedgehog running across the street here. So we plan to build a little hedgehog house as a safe space. We've also seen foxes, lots of birds using the space.
So there's more wild activity, but not that much human activity yet.
So for the time being, the gate needs to remain locked because it opens directly onto a road, so it's therefore a safety hazard. But for the time being, we're going to keep it locked. We have a key and access, so anybody can use the space when they want to come and do some gardening and help out. But yeah, we don't know what the future holds.
But you could do things like hold a party here, a kind of street party on this particular ground.
Yeah, so actually we're actually planning our first sort of community barbecue picnic event for later on in the summer, but I'm not leading that. We've got other residents that have taken it on, which is really nice because we've come together as a community.
That wasn't there before, was it?
No, so nobody's been able to use this space, and as far as I'm aware, there's never been any sort of street party or event on Mount Lodge.
Well, certainly there was somebody I interviewed earlier who lives in one of the flats opposite, and I'm not quite sure whether she actually knows her neighbours or not.
That's also a really, really important point, because the first gardening event we had, with maybe 15 residents turned up, there were people that have lived on this estate for literally decades that have never even spoken to each other. So that's a real, real demonstration of the importance of sort of community action like this.
Are you optimistic about it?
Oh, I'm very optimistic. One of the big barriers was, or big concerns, I suppose, or big challenges, was getting through the council system in order to find out who owned the land, who was responsible for it, what sort of access requirements, what sort of legalities we had to consider. But now we've got over that, and we've got the support of the council. I'm really looking forward to what the future brings, even more so because I'm expecting my first child in 2 weeks. So in the future, it'd be great if my kid could help out with the gardening or get involved in this green space.
And it's one of the lovely things about Portobello, isn't it? That communities actually do gather together. We've just seen the community acquire the keys to the town hall. You acquired the keys of something distinctly smaller, but actually just as important, to the community around this square.
Yeah, that's really important too, you know, bringing people together. We've just gone through a pandemic where we're all apart, and now sort of society is re-emerging or re-emerged, and it's really nice to try and bring people together again and give people opportunity to interact in this way.
What this shows is that when we talk about the strength of the community spirit in Portobello, it's vital to be all-inclusive and support all kinds of community activity wherever it takes place. As Rich Howells says, he may have been the driving force behind getting Mount Lodge Garden opened up, but its future is now out of his hands and into those of the Mount Lodge community, which needs the encouragement of all the people of Greater Portobello. And our next task must surely be to engage with those who've recently moved into the new build homes of Fishwives Causeway and make sure that they too feel part of our Portobello, living in a community and not just part of an anonymous commuter belt.